7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener, and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice you're hearing. It's actually his youngest son, Patrick. Paul will be back next week. He is in England right now. He is went to the Chelsea Flower Show, and he's off at some gardens today. But don't fret, he will be back next week joining us live from 6 to 10. If you have any questions today, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. I'm broadcasting live from Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Mass. That's where I work. That's where I am every day here. You can come by and see me if you don't. If you can't think of a question right now to give us a call with, but if you want, you can come by, bring a sample of a lawn insect or a plant insect, some questions that you need. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up first in this hour?
First up, we've got Martha from New Hampshire with a question about identifying a plant.
Martha, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. I had this plant that started growing in a garden area. The leaves started resembling squash leaves, but they're not thick and squishy like squash leaves would be. And it started producing what looked like it would pop into a blossom, but then it just became more leaves. It's got, like, little suckers that grow in between the leaves and the stalk, and they're just turning into leaves. Any clue what it might be?
Now, is it a small bush, or is it growing straight up and down, or is it?
It's pretty much growing straight up and down with a few stalks that are branching out a little bit. It's probably about 3 feet high now.
Okay, and how thick is the branching? Is it a woody structure, or is it more it's woody?
It's woody. It's about the diameter of a good-sized man's thumb, and it has little hairs coming off it.
Hairs coming off of it, and it's coming off of like the woody structure itself.
Yes.
Or the leaves.
The woody structure itself.
Huh. And you're saying it's looking more like a squash?
No, because it's growing straight up, but the leaves at first resembled squash leaves.
So they first okay. And you said it hasn't flowered yet. Is this the first time you've seen it? This year, or has it been there a couple years?
No, this is the first time I've seen it, but this is the first time I've let this garden area just do what it wanted to do.
Okay.
So I don't know if I had something like this in previous years and picked them out.
Yeah, I'm trying to think because I haven't, trying to think what that could be. It seems more like it could be a weed that's in there. But the thing about, one thing I've learned about weeds is a weed is only something that you don't want to be in that area. Is there any possible way maybe you could send me a picture or send my father a picture of it? Maybe we can get
sure.
a little bit better look to it.
You can
email me today. I'll give you my email address. It's P Parent, so P as in Patrick, and then Parent at northeastnursery.com. It's all one word. If you send me a picture, I can get a better idea, and then maybe I can tell my father about it. So anybody who's listening, wondering what this could be, next week he can get a better idea.
Okay.
I have some ideas. I'm not sure exactly what it could be.
Okay, it'll probably be late afternoon before I have a chance to do that, so I'll do that today.
That's fine. I appreciate it, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Okay, thank you.
The phone number here, The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. In 1868, the Blue Seal brand was created when H.K. Webster started making feed in a small New England town on the banks of the Merrimack River. Featuring only superior quality ingredients, Webster's horse feed supported a lifestyle that was part livelihood and part a way of life. The tradition endures to this day. More than 140 years later, the Blue Seal brand is part of a family-owned company that continues to honor and maintain the same commitment to innovation, quality, and craftsmanship that went into the very first bag of feed. It continues to support a country lifestyle and customers who value authentic, rewarding connections that come from caring for animals, connections to family, to the land, and to our past. Like our customers, the maker of Blue Seal Feeds understands that raising animals is an act of passion. This passion translates to responsibility, companionship, tradition, and ultimately a spirit that is a real tribute to our heritage. We will continue to work with pride and with purpose to support and promote this way of life. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll try to answer all the questions, the garden questions that you need. And don't fret, my father, Paul, will be back next week from 6 to 10. And Tom, let's go into the phone lines.
Next up, we've got Jennifer from Mass with a question about an indoor plant.
Jennifer, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I'm on the radio. Good morning. Hi. I have a question and a mystery. I have an indoor plant that is very high. I don't know the name of it, but I've had it for at least 20 years, and it was given to me by a neighbor who had it for a very long time before that. And just this past week, it has sprung flowers. And I'm mystified. They smelled wonderful. They smelled just like lilac. They're just growing out of the top of this plant, which is about 6 feet high. And I just wondered if you could explain this to me and what should I do with these flowers? Should I cut them off or just leave them?
Is this a succulent type plant or is it a woody structure?
Yes, it has a wooden stem that looks almost like a palm and very long leaves coming out of it. So it's more of a tree style.
Okay. I mean, I personally wouldn't get rid of the flowers from it.
Do you think this is strange and unusual for a plant this old to spread flowers?
Not necessarily. I mean, there are some plants out there that actually will take 7 to 10 years before they blossom. Or flower. I know it's been 20 for you. There could have been some stunted growth in there. I personally wouldn't get rid of the flowers. If it was me, I would definitely fertilize the indoor house plant with some sort of Miracle-Gro of some sorts, and just to give it a little bit extra and try to make that flower last a little bit longer. But there are some plants out there that honestly will not bloom, not bloom, not bloom, not bloom, and then all of a sudden bloom. There are some different ones out there. So I really honestly wouldn't be worried about it, personally. And we thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Earlier, I talked with Ken Kukurowski about Bayer Advanced Products, and we had talked about roses and the different products there and the lawns. And one of the things he really hit on that a lot of people really don't think about is preventative maintenance for a lawn and what you can actually do to help you not have to put as many products down, etc. One of the things that you can do is want to make sure that the mowing is done right and make sure that your weed control can actually start being done in the fall and then again in the spring. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Kathy from Mass with a question about lilacs.
Kathy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi. I have a lilac bush that's probably between 10 and 15 years old, has always done well. I limed it in the spring and the fall. It gets full sun, and I had two blossoms this year. And I wonder if you had any suggestions.
Do you notice any dieback in the center of the plant at all from the winter?
Not really. No, it looks very healthy.
Okay. One of the things that could have happened is you could have had some dieback or just some stunting of growth from this winter that we had.
Hmm.
Have you fertilized it other than using just lime?
No, I haven't.
Okay. That's definitely something you want to put in there.
Okay.
You can use any of the Espoma products, or if you wanted to give it a good boost, you could use some 10-10-10 in there.
Okay.
Another thing you could do is if you wanted to try and invigorate the tree a little bit and give it a little bit of a kick, you could prune it back by a third after those blossoms are really done blooming. I know it's only two.
Oh, they're done.
You could do it now if you... Yeah, so,
all two of them are done.
All two, yeah. Just give it a trim back a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Cut it back by a third of the green growth that you have on the top where the leaves are. That way it'll just rejuvenate the plant a little bit, and that fertilizer is going to give it a little bit more kick.
Okay.
And next year you'll probably have you'll have some more success. I'd also fertilize again in the fall.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertilome. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertilome Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because it's generic. Kills All. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Garden Club. This is Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son, hosting today for him while he's off in England. He'll be back next week from 6 to 10 right here on the radio. I'm broadcasting live from Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Massachusetts. You can come by and see me after the show if you like. If there's any questions, bring some plant IDs, some insects, etc. We can do what we can to help you out. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Eileen from New Hampshire with a question about peonies.
Eileen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Am I on?
Yeah, you are all mine.
Oh, look, thanks for your program. I have to answer two questions. I have peonies or peonies that have to be moved. When is the best time to do that?
There's a couple times that you could actually do it. You could do it once it's done blooming.
Yeah.
Now, you could do that once it's done blooming. Or what I would do is in the early spring when it's cool, or in the fall when it's cool. You'd never want to do it during the summer when it's warm and too hot.
Yeah, well, it's going to be 80 today in New Hampshire, I don't know whether I should move them today.
If you have to move them,
keeps going over them, the snow plower, so that's why I have to move them.
Okay, well, what I would try and do is get as big of a root system on there as you can, get the other hole ready and dug, and water the peony as much as you can before, so it has a nice base to it. It's really wet. One of the things is you want to make sure that there's not that much transplant shock. What I would do as well is I would pick up a product that's Thrive, a plant Thrive, because what that is it's a mycorrhizae fungus that actually attacks the root system in a beneficial way and will help the root system get established in its new area and will help with some of the transplant shock.
Good.
If you have to do it today, I would do it.
My second question is, I have clover all over the lawn. What do I do to kill that?
Okay. There's a pretty good way to do this. I have one of my coworkers here deals with a lot of golf courses, etc., and he says he tells this to everybody who has clover in their fairways, etc. What he wants them to use is a product, Weed Be Gone, from Ortho, the clover, oxalis, and chickweed killer. You use 2 ounces of that, and then 2 ounces of a weed beater product from Bonide. You put 2 ounces of each of those in a gallon of water. You're going to want to do that now. You're going to spray that with a pump sprayer. You could find maybe like a hose end sprayer. The Ortho makes the old dial-in spray that you could put 2 ounces of each per gallon of water on there and spray the entire lawn all over the clover, etc. One of the things you're going to have to do is you're going to have to do it again in 10 to 14 days. The two products together, there are two different active ingredients in there, and what they're going to do is they're going to combine together and really get rid of the clover and oxalis and chickweed, but it's also going to get rid of all the other weeds as well. So it's 2 ounces of the Weed Be Gone chickweed, clover, and oxalis killer, and 2 ounces of the weed beater from Bonide. Those are the two products I would use and spray that all over the lawn. It'll take care of it. And again, you're going to need to do it in 10 to 14 days. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Louise from Mass with a question about peonies. Again.
Louise, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, yeah. I have a peony plant. And it's about three years that I've had it, and it doesn't bloom. Every time I think it's going to bloom, and then something eats it, and then it dies. Like the first year, there was like ants all over it, so I put a killer on it, and then someone told me the ants help it. So the next 2 years, I haven't done that, and it still doesn't blow a flower.
Now, is it growing like a... It looks like a flower bud, and then it just disappears?
Yeah, it's like it gets eaten up or something. It's like turns brown.
All right, that is a possibility. What I want you to do, Louise, is hang on the line. I got to go to break. When I get back from the break, we'll give you a couple more, couple ideas on what to do for it. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
So that problem I asked you to take care of.
Hey, forget about it.
And the mealybug that ruined my prized azaleas.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruit flies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit 'em hard, hit 'em first with Cure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Cure Spray Green from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
All right, guys, listen up, because it's time to man up. Are you laying on the couch tired and unmotivated? Are you losing muscle and gaining fat? Have you lost the drive in your romantic life? Then you've really got to try Ageless Male. Ageless Male is a natural supplement clinically shown to boost testosterone levels within a normal, healthy range. This is the game changer you've been waiting for. Ageless Male supports healthy energy production in your body and muscle health with your workouts. And it's clinically shown to boost desire, drive, and performance in your romantic life. So if you're ready to go from tired to feeling desired, call for your risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the man you used to be. Just call 1-800-437-1126. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126.
And welcome back to the Paul Farron Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Louise about her peonies. Louise, you still there? Or Louise, where your peonies, are they in a lot of shade or are they in sun?
They're in shade. They're on, like, under a tree.
Okay. One of the things that could be happening with it is the peony likes a little bit more sun, so it could be getting too much shade.
Okay.
And that could be one of the reasons why it is actually getting, is not getting the blooms.
Okay.
Another thing that it could be is sometimes peonies will take up to 5 years to bloom.
Okay.
So if it was a fairly new plant when you got it and it was, you know, fresh, you know, first year, it can take up, you know, 3 to 5 years before it blooms.
Okay.
But if it's turning brown like that, it might actually be too much shade.
Okay.
If it's right under a tree, it's probably going to be a little bit too much shade.
All right.
I definitely plan on trying to move it and get it out of that area if that's the case. You're also going to want to fertilize it with like a 5-10-10 or a 5-10-5 to try and give it some more nutrients into it. All right, and we thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. If you're looking for an easy way to control these pests, Bonide has found it. Bonide's Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insect and disease control in one easy application. Bonide's Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can as directed and apply to the base of each plant. One application protects roses, flowers, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. Bonide's Rose RX Drench is available in an economical quart size to treat up to 16 roses or shrubs or 200 square feet of flowers. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench can be found at your local garden centers, or visit www.bonide.com to locate a retailer near you. While you're there, download the free Bonide Problem Solver app for your iPhone or Droid. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jim with a question about overgrowth in his yard.
Jim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
How you doing? We have
invasive
growth, and we're actually not very far from where you are. It's a wetland, but it's now it's coming onto the property. I believe they're called phragmites, but it's very difficult to stop, and the root system is extremely deep. I had to move a garden because of it.
Okay, and now you said you're right next to a wetland?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so it's kind of hard to spray anything on there.
You are correct.
It's coming from one area.
It's actually coming out of the property itself.
Okay, it's coming from one area, though? It's not coming, like, multiple areas?
It started as a small patch, maybe 50 yards away, and now it's spreading, onto, it's spreading left to right pretty quickly. And they're very tall. They're brown. It looks like a brown plume at the top.
Yeah. Now, do they, in your area, do you have, you're not allowed to spray within a certain amount of area to the wetland? And you, how far away from the wetland is it?
It's actually, it's pretty much fill the wetland area.
Okay.
Left to right, front to back, it's pretty much filled in. Like I said, it started as a small patch. We used to have a lot of cat and nine tails and things like that, and they're now they've pretty much been taken out.
I know there is a product out there that you can use, but I know you actually have to have a license to actually spray it.
Mm-hmm.
So it might actually be worth getting a company in there who is certified to spray in that area. One of the things I would do is if it's coming out of one area and it has deep roots and that's how it's coming through, is once you get it knocked back to the area that you're satisfied with, is you could actually use, you call it a bamboo barrier. It's basically like a thick piece of plastic, about a quarter of an inch thick, and it's about 30 inches wide, and then you can buy it by the foot, and you can dig a trench and put that in the ground so the roots will actually hit it and won't go through it. They'll actually not go into your area through the root system. The only downfall of that is once it hits the seed, which is the plume on the top, the wind can start to push it into your area. Since you're in a wetland, it is kind of hard to actually spray anything there because you want to be cautious. So to be honest, I really would call in a professional to take a look at it and see if they have anything that they can spray legally without having any issues with the town or the city.
Okay. All right. One other quick question.
It's touch and go there. Go right ahead with your second question.
Yeah, no, we have red thread in the lawn. You've heard of that before. And does that take care of itself eventually? Because we do have the lawn service with the company that does the fertilization. And I don't know if it takes care of itself. I've been told it'll take care of itself with enough heat.
It will with enough heat, but if we start getting rain, it's going to start to spread. The product that you can use for that is called Infuse by Bonide. It's a granular form and a liquid form. Granular form is probably going to be best for you to put in, on your lawn there. What you're going to do is you're going to put it down now, and then you're going to put it down again in 14 days. It will help get rid of the red thread. But once red thread starts to establish, it's going to start to spread. If we start to get rain, you know, a couple times a week, then it's going to start to get bigger, and you're going to see a deeper red. I looked at the long-term forecast. It's saying thunderstorms maybe Monday and maybe Wednesday, and then rain maybe Saturday. If all three of those days hit us with rain again, and it's a good amount of rain, the red thread could start to spread. So it is something you might want to, you know, pay attention to. They have Infuse is from Bonide. Then we have a product from Lebanon called Eagle Fungicide. That takes care of it as well. And if you have your landscaper who does, you know, a maintenance type product, they might actually have be able to get you the wholesale brand version to put down in the lawn for it. But if we are to get heat, it will take care of it eventually, but that's not saying it won't come back if it starts to rain heavy again.
I'll call the lawn care people and just tell them about it. And okay, listen,
like,
thanks, bud.
Like I said, that if the Infuse is a product, that one has propiconazole as the active ingredient. You can use that, or you can use like an Eagle fungicide on your product, on your lawn. We thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joe from Rhode Island with a question about tomatoes.
Joe, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. Patrick, in one of your dad's emails, we found out that when planting peppers, which I'm going to plant today or next week, if the pepper plant is small and it has peppers on it, take the peppers off it until the plant gets a little bigger. Well, I've got tomatoes that I'm going to plant today, and I've had them in my area here. I bought them about 3 weeks ago. I haven't put them in the ground yet. I'm going to do that today. And some of the big boy tomato plants are probably about a foot tall, and they've got little tomatoes on them already. Now, shall I take those tomatoes off to let the plant grow taller and bigger?
You're saying it's already a foot?
The plant is about a foot tall, and I'm going to put them in the ground today, and the plants have little tomatoes on there already. Now, I don't know whether I should take take the tomato off it and let the plant get bigger to form tomatoes, or just leave the tomatoes on.
On that, necessarily, I wouldn't take it off. What I would do is you could actually pinch the top of the plant itself, where the leaves are, the leader of it, to try and get some more growth out of it. If the tomatoes are very small, pinch the stem itself. If the tomato's very small, like smaller than a dime.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not going to hurt you by taking them off. It could actually help it, you know, refocus the plant on getting some growth to it, just like the peppers. But another thing with the tomatoes is sometimes if you pinch the top of it where it's starting to, where all the leaves are, like, together and it's starting to push up a little bit, that will create the hormone to get a little bit bigger. You know, the first part with this, with the tomatoes, you could actually get rid of a few of those just to allow the plant to try and get bigger, because you want it to get to a good sized bush so it'll have a lot of tomatoes. You don't want it to start flowering right away. And we thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Rita from Rhode Island with a question about roses.
Rita, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, good morning. I have two rose trees that I had them for about 6 years, and they're beautiful. I noticed last year they were starting to lose some of the leaves, and the leaves would turn yellow, you know, very early in the late spring, early summer. And this year, even though they're blooming, they have a lot of yellow leaves, and they're falling down. So I think the trees have some kind of a disease, but I don't know how to treat it, and they're beautiful.
One of the things I would use is there's a couple products out there that you could use. It's either from Bayer or Bonide. You want to look for a systemic drench for roses. It'll say Rose RX or Rose All-in-One. It's a drench that you put into the soil around the roses themselves, and you're going to do it every 6 weeks, and it's going to help protect the plant from these diseases. What I want you to do next year is you're going to actually start a little bit earlier than right now, and seeing those yellow leaves, you want to make sure you're kind of preventing this to happen. The yellow leaves, what I would do is I would try and shake the plant a little bit and get rid of those yellow leaves, pick some of the yellow leaves to get rid of it to allow the green growth in there to become more dominant. But you definitely want to use the product that's a systemic drench for roses by Bayer or Bonide. Both of those will work really well. And then again, during the summer, you might end up seeing some mites. So you want to use like an insect disease and miticide, a spray to spray on top of that rose, all over the roses as well. One of the things you could have happening as well with some of the yellow is it could be a little bit overwatering from the amount of rain we've been having the past couple weeks. That could be a factor, but I definitely would not hesitate to say to use the Rose RX or the Rose Systemic Drench from Bayer or Bonide. And we thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Arlene from Mass with a question about a smoke tree.
Arlene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, Patrick. I purchased a smoke tree, and I don't know whether that requires sun or shade.
It's more of a sun plant with some partial shade, not a lot of shade.
Oh, that's all I wanted.
All right, and we thank you for the phone call. The phone number here, 855-660-4261.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits, and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes in an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox.
Manure. It's not a pretty word, yet some plant food is made of it. Not Whitney Farms plant foods. They're organic and loaded with naturally occurring high-energy proteins plants need to develop strong roots. Not low-energy manure. Want strong roots and well-fed plants? Use Whitney Farms. You'll see the big, beautiful results. Plus, you won't get dusty or smell like manure when you're done working with Whitney Farms. Buy them today at your independent garden center and hardware store. Soils. Keep them simple. Keep them natural. That's what Whitney Farms organic potting soils do, because that's what plants like. Plants may not have brains, but they know exactly what to do with a rich, premium blend of peat moss, compost, and natural fertilizer. Grow to become beautiful flowers, herbs, and vegetables. They're happy, you're happy. Simple as that. Buy Whitney Farms organic potting soils today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Garden Club. We're in the home stretch. We're almost done for the day. This is Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son, broadcasting for him. He will be back next week. He is in England right now, enjoying the Chelsea Flower Show and some gardens around England. A little bit jealous of him, but I wouldn't trade it for being here. I'll tell you that. I like this. Like being here, answering these questions. Before the break, Arlene was asking about the smoke tree. I just want to give a little bit more information. That smoke tree, like I said, it is a sunny to partial shady area, not full shade. The smoke tree will have the purple leaf on it. So it likes to have a little bit of the sun out there to help give that color on there. So it's more of a sun partial shade. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jackie from Mass with a question about lilacs.
Jackie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Hi, yeah. I have a lilac bush that I bought 3 years ago at Wells, Maine. And this year, I don't have one blossom on it. I did last year. It was just beautiful, but this year, I don't have any.
Well, Jackie, we could have run into a little bit of an issue from this winter. The winter without the snow cover actually did more damage than good for the plants subsurface and the root system and inside the branching. What I would definitely do is maybe give it a little bit of a trim back by a third.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. of where the leaves are. Cut it back by a third and definitely give it some fertilizer.
Right.
Maybe a plant tone or an all-purpose fertilizer now, and then do it again in the fall.
Right.
The winter without any of the snow cover actually could have done more damage, especially having such an early spring and then getting cold and then getting warm and then cold again.
Mm-hmm.
You could have stunted the growth on it and really done some damage on it. So what I want you to do is really start taking care of it a little bit by cutting it back, letting it rejuvenate itself, and okay. then feeding it now and then again and in the fall.
Last spring after, you know, it was just so beautiful, but just before they were dying off, I cut off a lot of it, and, you know, of course, brought them in the house as a nice bouquet. So I said, oh, maybe I killed it or something like that. But that wouldn't
You did not. Doing that, I mean, it could be used as a cut flower. It really,
mm-hmm.
You didn't do anything there. The winter was bad for a lot of this
okay.
type of thing. So it really, it wasn't you who affected the plant. It was Mother Nature.
And it's also
she
on the north side
it.
Of the house, so I didn't know whether that was a bad thing also. But I know they grow fabulous in my son's area in Whitefield, so I says, it can't be because it's too cold.
I mean, if you've had blossoms in the past couple of years, it's really saying something that has happened mm-hmm. this winter.
Okay.
So it really wasn't you that did it.
Well, I'll do that.
I would try and fertilize it again this spring and then in the fall again. And we thank you for the phone call. Tom, do we have anybody else on the line? Alrighty. Well, it's a couple minutes away from 10. My father will be back next week. I'll be wrapping up here. If you have any more questions, you want to come see me at Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Mass., right on the corner of Route 1 and Lowell Street. At 234 Newbury Street. Come see us. I can answer any of your questions here. I'm here pretty much every day except Wednesday. So if you have any questions, come see us. Again, I'm at Northeast Nursery in Peabody, Mass., right on the corner of Lowell Street and Route 1. I'll wrap up a little bit, just an overview of a couple things I talked about today. A few people are starting to see red thread out in their lawns. The product you want to use is an Infuse from Bonide. It's a great disease control for your lawns and red thread. If it's the granular form, you're going to put it down now, and then you're going to put it down again in 14 days. One little trick I picked up this year for clover and henbit and oxalis is using a combination of two products. The Weed Be Gone product for clover, oxalis, and then the Weed Beater from Bonide. You mix those two, 2 ounces of each, in 1 gallon of a concentrate and spray that over the lawn and then do that again in 10 to 14 days. You're going to have to do that real soon because... about the end of June, you're not really going to be able to affect those. And I want to thank everybody for joining me today and listening and calling in and for all your questions. Like I said, my father will be back next week. Thank you again, as always, Dad. I appreciate you allowing me to do this and get out there and talk to everyone out there and give some information that you have taught me over the years.